A drop in tourism during the coronavirus crisis is making it more difficult for some organizations to protect threatened wildlife in Africa. Wildlife officials fear poaching activity will rise because the collapse of the travel industry leaves less money for guarding animals. In Kenya, the Olpaheta Conservancy Project is home to more than 130 black rhinos. It forms the single largest group of the animals in East and Central Africa. "We are more alert because maybe more poachers will use this time to come in to poach," said John Tekeles. He is a guard at the Olpaheta Conservancy. His comments were reported by the Associated Press. African rhinos have long been under threat from poachers who kill them for their horns. The illegal trade is fueled by the belief, in some cultures, that the horns have medicinal value, which has not been proven by science. The number of black rhinos in Africa has been slowly increasing. But a report in March by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, said it still considered the animals critically endangered. In part, the organization credits the comeback of the rhinos to effective law enforcement. However, Olpaheta's director, Richard Vigna, said enforcement measures are very costly. He said he spends about $10,000 each year for every rhino to pay for the protection. "In our case, that comes to close to $2 million a year," Vigna told the AP. "In the time of COVID, when tourism has completely stopped, where most of our revenue comes from tourism, it's a complete disaster." COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus. The Conservancy expects to lose $3 to $4 million this year. Vigna said the loss severely limits the group's ability to protect the rhinos. Wildlife activists across Africa are now waiting to see how poachers will react to the current situation and whether more rare wildlife will be killed. Poaching of African rhinos had been decreasing in recent years, the IUCN reported. The group said there were 892 acts of poaching in 2018, down from a high of 1,349 in 2015. The IUCN said the population of black rhinos grew at a yearly rate of 2.5% between 2012 and 2018. Now there are more than 5,600 animals. That growth was predicted to continue over the next 5 years, the environmental group said. I'm Brian Lynn.